Number one. Did you see the diamond ring Bill gave to Linda?
I sure did. It must have cost him an arm and a leg.
Question. What did the woman say about the ring?
Number two. I'm always late for my morning classes. It's because of all the traffic out near where I live.
Well, you wouldn't have that problem if you'd move into our campus.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do? Number three. My brother is coming this weekend, and I thought the three of us could go out to dinner Saturday night. Any suggestions?
It's up to you. I don't know the restaurants around here that well, so you know a better place to go than me.
Question. What do we learn from this conversation? Number four. Well, if you are seriously considering buying a car, I'm trying to get rid of mine. All it needs is some new paint.
Thanks, but most used cars end up being more trouble than they're worth. Question. What will the man probably do?
Number five. I hope you like the novel I lent you. I wasn't sure whether it was the kind of book you would be interested in.
You know, I had the same doubt at first, but once I started, I simply couldn't put it down.
Question. What does the man mean? Number six. I need to go across town, but the traffic is so heavy this time of day.
When you take the subway, you don't have to deal with the traffic. I never drive anymore. Question. What are they talking about?
Number seven. Hi, George. I can't get to sleep with the light so near my bed. Can't you read someplace else?
Sorry, our daughter is having a party in the living room. I suppose I could check the dining room, though.
Question. What will George probably do? Number eight. I've got two tickets to today's game. Do you want to come along?
It'll be on television. Besides, it's really too cold for me. Question. What do we learn from this conversation?
Number nine. I'm going to London on business, and somebody said you were the right person to talk to about what I can do there for fun.
You bet I am. I hope you've got at least a month.
Question. What does the man imply?
Number 10. I'm shocked that you managed to get an A on the test. You didn't even read the textbook.
Now you know why I never missed a lecture.
Question. What do we know about the test? In November 1965, New York was blacked out by an electricity failure. The authorities promised that it would not happen again. Pessimists were certain that it would occur again, within 5 years at least. In July 1977, there was a repeat performance, which produced varying degrees of chaos throughout the city of 8 million people. In 1965, the failure occurred in the cool autumn and at a time of comparative prosperity. In 1977, the disaster was much more serious, because it came when unemployment was high and the city was suffering from one of its worst heat waves. In 1965, there was little crime or looting during the darkness, and fewer than 100 people were arrested. In 1977, hundreds of stores were broken into and looted. Looters smashed shop windows and helped themselves to jewelry, clothes, or television sets. Nearly 4,000 people were arrested, but far more disappeared into the darkness of the night. The number of policemen available was quite inadequate, and they wisely restrained themselves from using their guns against robbers, who far outnumbered them and included armed men. Hospitals had to treat hundreds of people cut by glass from shop windows. Banks and most businesses remained closed the next day. The blackout started at 9:30 p.m. when lightning hit and knocked out vital cables. Many stores were thus caught by surprise. The vast majority of New Yorkers, however, were not involved in looting. They helped strangers, distributed candles and batteries, and tried to survive in a horrible world without traffic lights, refrigerators, elevators, water and electrical power. For 24 hours, New York realized how helpless it was without electricity.